One of the coastal communities hit hardest in this storm was Marshfield on the South Shore. Many residents evacuated their homes, relocating to the homes of friends or relatives or to the shelter at the Furnace Brook Middle School. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Standing outside the school smoking, 60-year-old Joanne Aldrich uses one word to describe how it's been for her since the storm hit.
Grueling.
She got here Saturday evening.
I feel like I've been up for 3 days straight. I'll be glad to get home to my own house. No place like home.
More than 100 others here feel the same way. A good number were transported by the National Guard in military-style Hummers.
Want to call Sergeant Parker, let him know there's nobody waiting for a transport and see what he wants us to do?
Yeah, they asked if we could keep a truck here.
Yep.
That's Specialist Christopher Graham.
I'm with the 772 Military Police Company out of Taunton, Massachusetts.
Specialist Graham was activated Friday and has been shuttling people around Marshfield and neighboring Duxbury.
Mostly elderly people, getting medications, checking on pets.
43-year-old Nancy Hogan's electricity blew out Friday night, but she stayed put until Sunday. She's here at the shelter with her two sons, ages 13 and 2. She says the storm has been scary.
Very. Just without lights. And the baby doesn't even understand what's going on.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you checking in?
Yeah.
The last name?
Hogan.
Susan Borden is one of two people managing the shelter. She works for Marshfield's Emergency Operations Center and says when the evacuees arrive, they air a common complaint.
They're cold. The houses are all 30 and 40 degrees, no power. So they're all here.
Yeah, and so are you. Did you lose power?
Yes. I have. My house was 43 when I left this morning.
Here, everyone has heat, cots, food, and chargers for cell phones. Borden takes me on a tour past rows of lockers in the school hallway. One corridor is reserved for pets, but 74-year-old Jan Norman had to leave her cats at home after she lost power Friday night.
The thermometer went down in 2 hours. It went from 70 to 50. And I knew by 10 o'clock in the morning I had to leave. So I left the cats with enough food, and I called the police. And in 10 minutes, an army vehicle was at my driveway. I'd already been plowed. So they came in and got me and grabbed my medicine and grabbed my quilt. So I've been nice and warm. But the fun part is seeing the pictures.
First, Norman was taken to the senior center in town, but that quickly reached capacity. She took pictures on the ride here in a National Guard Hummer. She can't wait to show her kids.
Yeah, you think you got it bad. I rode in a convoy with an iron seat and had a square bottom after that ride.
That was a ride to behold.
I just showed her a picture of the truck.
On a truck. Yeah, I used to drive one of those babies when I was in the Army, so I know what it's like.
He told us how to hold on.
And 79-year-old John Ignatius McDonough of Plymouth also sang songs to calm the others down. He recalls another infamous New England blizzard.
I'm retired from the MBTA, so in 78, I was driving through that whole affair on the Green Line in Boston.
So then, in comparison, the storm...
This is seems to be worse. I mean, from the outset, it just... kind of overwhelmed us. We knew it was coming, but we didn't know how bad it was going to be. I certainly didn't expect it to be this bad. It'd be holed up down here, but do the best we can.
McDonough is also optimistic that he will make it up to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston this week for radiation. He had a tumor removed last year.
We came, when was the storm? Friday night? We came Saturday.
Ginny Gaffney's story of how she got here is pretty amazing. The 79-year-old did not take the National Guard Hummer. Instead, Gaffney says when the lights went out, she waited for someone to drive by.
So I had my flashlight, and I saw a car coming down. So I took the flashlight, and I kept flicking it. So the fellow stopped, and he said, "You looking for help?" And I said, "Yes." So he said, "Come on, hop in the car."
Gaffney was hoping to go home before the weekend was over, but officials concerned for her safety have told her to stay. But like a lot of people here, Virginia Gaffney says she's just going to
go with the flow.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.